Gun control. On April 28, 1996, in a cafe in Tasmania, a young man pulled a semi-automatic weapon out of his bag and began shooting tourists and staff at the historic Port Arthur penal colony. By the time he was finished, he had killed 35 people. This was just one of several mass shootings in Australia between the 70s and 90s. Following the 1996 massacre, Prime Minister Howard initiated a serious crackdown on gun ownership. Howard worked together with the Australian government. They made a swift decision to restrict gun ownership. The government also organized a program to buy back weapons that had already been sold. Over 600,000 guns were retrieved. 15 years later, there were still no new mass shootings to report in Australia. It is a different story in the U.S. Since the 1980s, mass shootings have occurred in several public places, including malls, schools, and places of worship. After a mass shooting, the sale of guns always skyrockets. Though studies prove that easy access to guns results in high murder rates, surveys show that many Americans still believe in the right to bear arms. One of the worst massacres in U.S. history took place at Virginia Tech University in 2007. A student suffering from mental illness killed 32 students. Opponents of gun control argued that the students and staff couldn't protect themselves because they were in a gun-free zone. In 2012, a week before Christmas, a young man entered Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut and went on a shooting rampage. He killed 6 staff members and 20 first graders with a legally purchased gun. U.S. President Obama broke down in tears as he addressed the union. He called it the worst day in his presidency. Like Prime Minister Howard, Obama immediately organized a team to address gun control laws. His proposals called for a ban on assault weapons and mandatory background checks for all gun buyers. Within 1 month of the school shooting, 1,000 more Americans had been killed by guns. On February 14, 2018, a mentally ill teen went to his former high school and killed 17 people with an assault rifle. A group of survivors from the high school organized a national protest in the hope of forcing the U.S. government to address gun control. Their goal is to be the last school shooting in America.